أنتم وأنتم خطاة تعرفون أن تعطوا أولادكم عطايا جيدة. فقد كان بالحري أبوكم السماوي يعطي الروح القدس للذين يسألونه. فالكلام النهاردة أساسا عن عطية الروح القدس. عشان كده أحبائي داود النبي بيقول لنا في المزمور: روحك القدوس ليهدني إلى الاستقامة. فلأسمع بالغدوات رحمتك فإني عليك توكلت. وفي ثوم الرسل يحلو الكلام عن الروح القدس، لأنه في مثل هذه الأيام لما حل الروح القدس على الكنيسة الـ120 نفس يوم الـ50، بدأ كل بركات الصليب تنساب إلى كل نفس عن طريق الروح القدس. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, who descended from heaven to give birth to the church, gave a chance to all the believers, or opened the way for all the believers to have the blessings of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, if we want to form or to build a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, it can never be without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works in the sacraments of the church. The Holy Spirit works in every soul to lead him to the land of righteousness, as the king and prophet David says in the psalm of today: our Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit is good, lead me in the land of uprightness. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of leadership. He leads you to the uprightness. He leads you to be very close to the steps of the Holy Cross. And under the Holy Cross, the Holy Spirit puts you to take from the blood which was shed from the body of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of prophecy, who spoke in the prophets to write the Holy Bible, which you read, the message of our Lord to every one of us. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of sonship. By the Holy Spirit, we are called the children of God. Because with it we say the Abba Father, with him, with the Holy Spirit, or through him. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of resurrection. Because he works in you in the baptism to be born again from heaven, to have the life and the power of resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it is the spirit of leadership, the spirit of sonship, and the spirit of resurrection. But first of all, it's the spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer. The spirit, the Holy Spirit works in you to encourage you to pray and intercedes for you to make your prayer an acceptable one before the Father. He is the intercessor. St. Paul in his epistle to the Romans chapter 8 declared about that, saying that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of prayer. Why? Because we don't know how to pray as it should be. But the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. يقول الروح يشفع فينا بأنات لا ينطق به. الروح يشفع فينا بأنات لا ينطق به. هو روح صلاة. والصلاة هي الصلة مع الله. وبدون الصلاة يا أحبائي لا نستطيع أن نأخذ شيء. Without prayer we cannot have anything from God. Therefore he asks us, saying, ask and you will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. I'm afraid to say that we are lazy a little bit in the work of the prayers. We are not people of prayer as it should be. If we have really faith in him, if we believe that he wants and he can, everything will be given to us. But sometimes we are not on the level of this faith. When you read in the book of Joshua, you will be very surprised to know how far does God accept our prayers. How far? Joshua was fighting against the enemies of Israel. And the army of Israel was winning. And at the middle of the day, Joshua raised his face and heart and said to God, let the sun stop in its place until we conquer our enemies and we defeat them. So تشوف قد ايه ممكن ان ربنا يسمع لك حاجات مستحيلة. ازاي يا يشوع تطلب طلب زي كده؟ طب قول يا ربي ادينا قوة ونصرة لغاية اخر النهار ولما يطلع النهار نكمل، لكن تقول له عايز الشمس تقف ما تتحركش، ايه رأيك ان ربنا سمع الكلام؟ ايه رأيك ان ربنا اجاب الطلبة ووقفت الشمس بالرجعة 10 درجات بمقياس احاز زي ما بيقولوا، او 10 درجات يعني لورا، كانش لسه مقياس احاد في الوقت ده، وربنا وقف الشمس وطول النهار لغاية لما يشوع غلب هو والجيش بتاعه. ايه ده؟ ايه ده؟ فين قوة الصلاة دي؟ فين قوة الصلاة؟ فين الصلاة اللي تخلي الطبيعة الثابتة القوانين تتغير؟ God is able to change everything for you. Even the sun. The Lord extended the day for Joshua until he finished the war against his enemies. Look at the feet of Joshua. And Joshua was in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament. Elijah, after 3.5 years of stopping the rain by his order, he prayed to God and said, let not be a rain until I say. لغاية لما أقول، لا يكون مطر لغاية لما أقول. يعني كمان مش بيحدد لربنا ده، بيقول له لغاية لما أقول لا يكون مطر ولا صلى على الأرض، يقول له حاضر يا إلي، حاضر يا إلي. ويتوقف المطر على الأرض 3 سنين و6 أشهر لغاية لما البلد في إسرائيل تنشف، وأخاب يبص يشوف إلي ويقول له يا مكدر إسرائيل، يقول له ده أنت اللي مكدر إسرائيل مش أنا، يقول له كدرتنا ومنعت المطر عننا. على فين ربنا في الموضوع ده؟ ربنا مع حبيبه إلي اللي عنده إيمان. اسأله تعطوا. وبعدين أخاب بقى يتذلل قدام ربنا ويتعب، فيروح إليه كده يبعت يقول له قل للأخاب يروح بسرعة لحسن المطر تغرقه. شوف بقى ال 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 الثقة في ربنا. ويدخل إلي إلى الله ويطلب بقوة انه ينزل مطر، ويبعث إليشع مرة ومرتين وثلاثة الى 7 مرات، وكل مرة إلي يصلي الى ربنا ويبعث إليشع ويطلع إليشع وما يلاقيش حاجة، واخر مرة في المرة 7 يقول له شايف سحابة دمقة جاية قد كف الايد، يقول له طب اجري بقى قول لأخاب اجري روح بسرعة أحسن المطر تلحقك. يقول لك وكان من هنا ومن هناك أن المطر نزل على الأرض بغزارة. أنا ليه ما عنديش الإيمان ده؟ ليه بطلب من ربنا وما عنديش ثقة أن ربنا يستجيب؟ Why do I ask God while I don't have enough faith in Him that He will respond to my prayers? Probably I doubt in him. Probably I raise this prayer with a pure heart, not a pure one. Probably, I ask something which is harmful to me and can hurt me. Probably, I ask, but without persisting. The persistence prayer is very important here. Why? Why does not God reply from the first time? Because He wants us to pray more and more, to be with Him more and more. And the more we persist in our prayer, the more we feel how precious is the gift of God to us in responding of our prayer. احنا محتاجين يا احبائي الى روح الصلاه في هذه الايام. محتاجين للركب الخاشعه والايادي غير المسترخيه اللي تترفع الى ربنا لكي يرحمنا ويترأف علينا. محتاجين الى عمل الروح القدس في حياتنا زي ما عمل في الكنيسه الاولى. محتاجين الى صلاه زي صلاة التلاميذ في العلية اللي ترك المكان يهتز المكان ويرتد من قوة الصلاة. ومعجزات تتعمل وملاك يروح يخرج بطرس من السجن. كل ده بصلاة حرة يرسلها التلاميذ من داخل العلية. تقدر تبعت صلاة حارة من جوه عليتك. Can you raise your heart from your own upper room like the upper room of the first church? Can you ask God, believing that you will be given? Can you see it, believing that you will find? Can you knock, having true faith that He will open to you? This is what we need nowadays. كم مرة تقرأ في تاريخ الكنيسة كم مرة وقع ناس في خطايا وبعدوا عن ربنا واقيمت صلوات من اجلهم والصلاة غيرت القلب. مائسة was a sinner woman and when the monk asked St. John the Short to go to her to preach her and to bring her back to the bosom of God, he said, pray for me first. And the monk in the monastery prayed for him and he went to her and she repented and she was accepted and she is considered the saint. Her story is written in the Synaxarium and we mention her, we celebrate her feast up till now in one day of the year. في قوة للصلاة. ليه يا ربي انا صلاتي مش قوية؟ قلبي ضعيف. ما عنديش احساس ان ممكن ربنا يجاوبني. يقول لك انا مين؟ انت مين؟ ده الصديق بتاع نص الليل. صديق نص الليل رايح له واحد صاحبه يقول له واحد صاحبي جه. يعني خد بالك من الطلب, هو مش رايح يطلب لنفسه, ده بيقول له واحد صاحبي جالي وانا ما عنديش, اديني ثلاث ترغيب. The parable of the friend of midnight is a very deep one. Who is the friend? The friend of, is God himself. And who is asking from him, you and me and everyone. St. Augustine says, explaining this parable, that God will answer your prayers even if you are not considered his friend, but for your persistence. Even if you ask in a difficult circumstances, because the friend asked his friend at midnight while he was laying with his children in bed. But he says, if the friend on earth didn't open his door for his friend who is asking him, but God will open his door to you. And this is the difference. God will open to you, will not reply from inside, because God didn't wait for us in heaven, but he opened the heavens and came to us on earth, not waiting for us, but coming to us to answer our prayers, to find when we seek, and to be open when we knock. He says also that this friend asked three pieces of bread or three leaves. Why? Three loaves. Why? He said it's for the food of the body, the soul and the spirit. The body, the soul and the spirit. He also said that the three is a symbol of the Holy Trinity. He is asking the working of the Holy Trinity in his heart, and he will be given. This is the friend of midnight. If you ask your friend at midnight and he gives you because of your persistence, how much will God do for us when we ask him, at any time, by any circumstances? You can walk on the water like Peter when you ask God to let you walk. There is no limit, no limit to your asking, to your prayer, but it needs really the faithful heart to read his prayer. It needs to have trust in trust in God, to have faith in him, and to depend on him. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة عشان روح الله القدوس يطورنا، يفتح لنا أبواب التوبة، يفتح لنا أبواب السماء، يفتح لنا أبواب الرجاء، يفتح لنا أبواب الفرح والسرور اللي احنا محتاجين نشعر به في حياتنا من جوانا وسط هذا العالم الصاخب اللي ما فيهوش فرح حقيقي ولا مسرة حقيقية ولا شبع حقيقي. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة، ويقبل صلواتنا في شفاعة القديس وبعمل روح القدوس له المجد في كنيسته من الآن والأبد.